Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul made an announcement this morning focused on cracking down on the illegal pot shops all around the city. Our 1010 Winds reporter Marianne Buckley on the story and joins us now live.
Mayor Adams showed up at Governor Hochul's office with a padlock in his hand that he handed over to the governor. She says this is just one thing that the sheriff's office and the NYPD is going to use to shut down illegal pot shops once and for all. And she laid out a 5-point plan she's going to use. This new law, it has some clear warnings to bodega owners. If you're caught selling illegal cannabis of any kind, you're at risk of losing your tobacco, liquor, and lottery licenses. And the new law is also going to hold landlords responsible for anyone giving cover to illegal cannabis businesses. They too can be fined. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Murray Hill.
Police are searching for the two men who allegedly hit a man with a bat and then robbed him in Queens. This happened on Saturday night near 189th Street and Aberdeen Road in Hollis. Cops say the 22-year-old was walking when the two suspects bashed him in the face and head with a bat and took his cell phone. The victim was rushed to the hospital where he's expected to be okay. You can see photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. Well, imagine paying for premium gas and then finding out you filled your tank with water. At least two Long Island residents say that's exactly what happened to them.
When Nicole woke up and tried to start her BMW, this happened.
Eventually it started, but it was like putting, so they came and towed it.
And Bruce says his Audi also had to be towed away. Both got premium gasoline at the BP station on the corner of Oakwood Road and East Jericho Turnpike.
No one was hurt. That's probably the good news. You know, imagine if this happened on a highway.
The spokesperson for the station admitted water was found in the tank. It was after a week of heavy rain. He says alarms are supposed to go off when that happens, but they did not, and it is very rare. Nicole is hoping everything goes through the station's insurance.
BMW quoted $8,500 for the repair. Their course of action is to basically replace anything that the gas has traveled through because it could cause corrosion later on.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds. On 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Police released new photos today of an apparent dog napper in Brooklyn and of the pup he stole. Authorities say about a month ago, a 74-year-old woman let her dog outside for a bathroom break near her home on Jerome Street and Pitkin Avenue in East New York. But a man came out of nowhere, grabbed the dog, and fled the scene. You can see photos of both the suspect and of the dog at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. The operators of a large composting site in Queens say come July, they'll have to leave the premises so the city can build a parking lot there instead. Big Reuse is joining several city council members and supporters this morning to voice opposition to that plan. Big Reuse Executive Director Justin Green tells 1010 Winds composting needs to be preserved in the city.
Making compost for New York City is really essential to greening infrastructure, to absorbing rainwater, and making the trees and plants that are so needed in the city.
They are calling on New Yorkers to volunteer at the Queensbridge composting site heading into Earth Day weekend to send the city a message about the site's importance to the community. The Parks Department said in a statement that Big Reuse agreed to leave the space by the end of June so the city can start construction work in the fall, which will revitalize the park and provide more recreational amenities, they say. Well, in the sweeping federal fraud case against George Santos, lawyers for the disgraced ex-congressman are trying to unseal statements from prosecution witnesses, and federal prosecutors are asking the judge to deny that motion. Prosecutors argue that if they're unsealed, it opens the witnesses up to months of invasive scrutiny, and that the defense filed the motion in an attempt to influence public opinion and potential jurors ahead of the trial. Lawyers for Santos haven't commented, but they said they will respond in a filing later today. Lawyers for Santos haven't Santos has pleaded not guilty to a 23-count superseding indictment, accusing him of a variety of fraud schemes. Traffic safety is top of mind in North Brooklyn this week after a 10-year-old girl was fatally struck by a car in Williamsburg. Several Brooklyn lawmakers sent a letter to the police commissioner calling for more crossing guards near yeshivas to prevent another tragedy like this from happening again. City Councilman Lincoln Ressler says they're specifically calling for more crossing guards in South Williamsburg and Bed-Stuy, where a lot of kids attend private yeshiva schools.
The community in South Williamsburg has, you know, over 50 private educational schools, and yet there are very few crossing guards in the community. We have tens and tens of thousands of kids going in and out of these private schools each and every day, and we need more crossing guards to help keep our kids safe.
Police say 10-year-old Yiddy Wurzberger was killed on Tuesday when she was crossing the street on her way home from school and was hit by a car that was making an illegal left turn. The letter also highlighted that the NYPD cut the number of crossing guards last year, leaving lots of intersections unprotected. Jury selection continues today in Donald Trump's hush money trial here in the city. Before heading into the courtroom this morning, the former president again decried the gag order that the judge placed on him.
I want to be able to speak to the press and everybody else about it. So why am I gagged about telling the truth? I'm only telling the truth. They're not telling the truth.
Prosecutors say he's violated that gag order multiple times. 12 jurors have been seated, and lawyers have turned their attention to picking six alternates who vow to be impartial in the case. Yesterday's proceedings threw a curveball in the process as two jurors who had already been seated were dismissed from the panel. The opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. Trump has maintained he did nothing wrong.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.